Bostiani.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bostiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bostiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bostiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bostiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bostiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. A lively discussion going on here.
I don't know if it's lively, but it's a discussion
it's a discussion we're going to have today.
Curl your hair.
Oh, good grief. Good morning, everybody. My name is Mark Kent, and I am your host. Do a shout out to Linda and Lila. And Lily. I got another granddaughter, Lila, too. Anyway, it's Sunday once again. I'm a little under the weather still. I've been sick for a week or two here, but
stay in your corner.
I'm coming out of it. It is December 4th. Shit, yeah, yep. And so,
I'm just saying, stay in your corner.
I'm trying to. Anyway, I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda.
Good morning.
Who does all the heavy lifting. Good morning. And Bob Martin, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy.
Good morning, Mark and Linda and Red.
And Red Smith. Good morning. Who's been on the blended glide path with an inappropriate assumption of solvency with a soft guarantee of improbable financial stability post-employment, becoming a rapid descent into the unfunded pit of hell via a non-existent recovery in which the mantra of the prostitutes and the self-serving politicians and the bankers.
But I'm quite hopeful now.
We have a little more hope in our Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I have some hope for the potential for the next year. For the first time in a long time,
hope is good.
Hope is good.
Yeah. It's,
there's a little shining light on the hill, maybe.
I think.
Well, that's, for me, last night I was out at the Reading Parade, and just the atmosphere was festive, and people were friendly, and it felt like the holidays to me for the first time in a long time. And I don't know if it's just me personally, and I just started noticing, or everybody's just kind of, they're feeling a little hopeful again.
Yeah, that's the way it was down in Corning. We were down there at that parade.
Right. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, we needed a win. And I still say that we're going to have a bank collapse, and it's going to get ugly and everything mm-hmm. else. And I think that we're going to see if Trump plays ball with the global elites after he gets elected. I don't think he's going to.
You see what he did to China, didn't you?
No, I must have missed that one.
About Taiwan?
Yeah, for the first time since 1979, a American leader called Taiwan and spoke to the prime minister directly and recognized newly elected prime minister of Taiwan as a world leader.
Wow.
Kind of poo-pooed right in China's nest.
Wow. Well, we can tell, you know, it's going to get interesting no matter what happens. I still say we have to hold Trump's feet to the fire just like any other politician, mm-hmm. but we also need to wait to see what he's going to do here. He hasn't even been inaugurated yet, and the indicators are that Trump's a pretty good guy.
Yeah, and remember, he's never going to be perfect. There's nobody that's perfect. You know, his pick for Department of Transportation, Mitch McConnell's wife, not real big on that one.
Well, I mean, at least Romney didn't make the cut.
But then he turns around and picks Mad Dog Mattis for Secretary of Defense.
You gotta like, I don't care who you are. If you don't like Mad Dog Mattis, then you just don't like Americans or Marines.
That's
true.
So service people in general.
Absolutely.
I literally hope our enemies around the world just kind of went, oh, crap, a little bit.
I hope so. Like I say, we don't want to become sycophants for Trump at all either. But at the same time, excuse me, I might get some water here in a little while, so that doesn't happen as much. But we don't want to become sycophants for Trump. But at the same time, you know, we don't want to undermine him before we even see what he's done. And that's kind of been a little bit of a concerted effort, it seems like, on the media to try to undermine him already. And we're going to see a lot more of that happen as the days go by, and you know, because they're going to try to do everything in their power to negate Trump one way or the other. I believe that after he gets inaugurated, we'll probably see the crash then, if not before, because if he doesn't play ball with them, they're going to crash the economy on him, and then they're going to try to blame him. So and basically
they're going to blame him no matter what happens.
They're going to blame him, but if he plays ball with the global elites, see, then they're going to try to give him a pass, because then he'll be their new man in the White House. I don't think that's going to happen. But we need to be watchful. I mean, the price of liberty is eternal vigilance, and you can't, you know, put your faith in any one person other than maybe, you know, Jesus to take care of you, because it's just the nature of the beast. Politics mm-hmm. is corrupting. So, and they have ways of putting pressure on people, you know, like, gee, you know, you could lose a couple family members.
We've seen that a little bit in the past now, haven't we?
Yeah. I mean, it's not like, look at what happened to Reagan after he got shot. Policies changed. You know, things happen. So you're dealing with the mafia here in government right now, and it is a swamp, and it is entrenched, and it is going to be a problem, you know, for quite some time to get this thing, you know, the ship righted. But
some of the things that are going on and coming to light now, it looks like a great deal of it doesn't even have to operate off threat and intimidation. They can operate off of blackmail.
Right, exactly. Especially, yeah, that's why the NSA thing. You know, they can see every email on everybody. And if you haven't got some kind of skeleton in your closet, you're probably not. You probably don't have a pulse. You know, I mean, and I don't say that lightly, because you know, privacy is a big issue, because you don't need to air your dirty laundry. But you know, look at the thing they did at the election about the, you know, grabbing the woman with Trump. I mean, I don't know too many men that haven't said something like that in a locker room at some point in time. I mean, that's the truth. You might, you know, and then you go on the other side and they make a big deal out of something like that. And I was watching some wacky commercial where they were all dressed up, these protesters. One was dressed up as a vagina, and, you know, they had the P word all over and their signs. And it was like, it was surreal. It's like, so you guys can do it openly in public, act like total idiots and jerks, but something said in private that wasn't supposed to be recorded is wrong.
Well, yeah, I mean, let's take a look at the gay pride parade. Guys in balloon bikinis and leather ass chaps dry humping each other is about pride, right?
I'm not sure what a leather ass chap is.
I don't think I want to know what it is, okay?
I'm pretty sure I don't want to know. Just saying.
Let's just skip over that part.
But
you know.
That's socially acceptable. That's free expression. That's right? Yeah. What a bunch of nonsense.
You know, do you remember? I remember. When I was a kid, we actually sort of trusted our government.
Well, we thought we could.
Once upon a time.
Yeah, we thought we could. We kind of...
I won't get a flu shot now because I don't trust my government.
Nope.
I never had this much problems until I got a flu shot, and that's been years ago.
Yep. So, there's many things like that.
Now they're finding studies in people of my generation, the older end of my generation, that are entering into their 40s and their mid-40s, that are starting to suffer dementia and debilitating muscular diseases that are being tied directly back to the mercury content of the vaccines.
Yep. But there's nothing to worry about. The FDA says it's good.
What?
I'm just saying. Yeah.
who are you? Oh, thanks, Frank. I appreciate it. I get a little water.
Yeah, well,
here.
There's a lot of those illnesses that are going on that you're finding out is coming from not only vaccines but antibiotics.
Well, we want to make today's show a little bit upbeat. You know, and the music is going to reflect that, I think. We'll get our first let's go ahead and do our first break and get that out of the way. And, of course, we're going to play the standard My Heroes Have Always Been Cowboys going out, just because we don't want to forget about LaVoy Finicum.
And there is a meeting coming in John Day that is being put on by LaVoy Finicum's family that is going to be the meeting that LaVoy was traveling to when he was murdered. And I expect some very powerful things to come out of that from the people that are going to be there, and they're going to carry on with the work.
Well, we've got the global criminal cartel, whatever you want to call them, a little bit on the run here in Washington and the country. And they're down. We need to kick them. We need to kick the crap out of them. We need to finish this off. These are guys that are, you know, oh, we're all Americans. No, we're not all Americans. Some of you people out there are not Americans. You don't care about America. You don't care about prosperity. What you care about is your prosperity and screw everybody else. That's not Americanism. Americanism is equal opportunity. It's not equal social justice where I get to take from you because I didn't earn it. You know, that's communism. And we've been following this communism crap with this idiot in the White House for 8 years. And now the tables are turning because people are starting to wake up to the fact that you can't trust the mainstream news. You can't trust the TV. You can't trust the newspaper because all they care about is their ideological arguments and getting paid at the cost of everybody else. So, you know, we need to get these guys, while we've got the ball rolling in the inertia more and more, we've got to take this and press this advantage until we get back our country all the way back to the, if we have to go back to the founders and, you know, and their vision.
And with that, I just want to say, just because you are in this country doesn't make you an American. There is a difference. There's a big difference.
Yeah, I mean, all these guys, well, we're all Americans, only...
Yeah, because you take up space on our soil, that makes you an American. Yeah. No, there's a lot more to it than that.
I want my free stuff. I'm an American.
Yeah.
You know, I want free college. I want a cell phone. You know, I want to have a Che Guevara t-shirt with my Castro hat, the little red star, and you know, I want to make sure that I redistribute the wealth to everyone. And hey, go America, go USA, USA. Really?
You know what I used to get told as a kid?
A lot of things, I bet.
Yeah, I did.
But, some we won't repeat.
Yeah. One in one hand and crap in the other and see which one fills up first.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
No. And with that, we'll go to a break. If you want to call in, have a question, comment, something you want to discuss, give us a call. 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies that leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys. Still are, it seems. sadly in search of, and one step in back of themselves and their slow moving dreams. Cowboys are special with their own brand of misery from being alone too long. To die from the cold in the arms of a nightmare, knowing well that your best days are gone.
From our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our eighth year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California that includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Trump.
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 Is everybody ready?
Wow.
I want to be like the Donald
Trump.
I want to be like the Donald
Trump.
Jet plane, have a big tall building that shouts my name. Tell my stylist to give me that hair, and no one is like to be a billionaire. I kick politics right out the door, cause we're not gonna take it anymore. Getting my picture on the cover of Time, and everybody else just waiting in line.
I wanna be like
the Donald Trump.
I wanna be like
the Donald Trump.
I wanna be like
the Donald Trump.
America great again, and I'll never give up, just stand back and watch me win.
to where she belongs. I could build a wall down on the border. We gotta bring back some law and order. Maybe hold a rally and people would come, cause everybody knows I can get it done. I would need no money from lobbyists. I'd speak from the heart and tell it like it is. I wanna be like the Donald Trump. I wanna be like the Donald. Yeah, I wanna be like the Donald. America great again, and I'll never give up. Just stand back and watch me win.
Trump, give it to the Don. Trump, give it to the Don. Trump,
come on, if you're feeling inspired. Come on, if you're sick and you're tired. Stand and the time has come. Say it with me now. Time for Trump.
Yeah, deal with it. We thought that was pretty good stuff there, you know. I mean, not that we're, you know, doing flips over Trump, but maybe a little bit.
That was performed by Tusk.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, they actually did a really good job on that. So we're going to have an upbeat show today because we won. And we still want to deal with problems and so forth, but you know, we want to have a little bit of a good time. It's the holiday season. We need to enjoy that. Get back to a little normalcy, maybe a little bit. I don't think we've seen that or felt that for quite some time.
Yeah, America's back in fashion, baby.
Yeah, yeah, it's good stuff.
It's not a fad.
It's not a fad.
Yeah, being free is a good thing.
Yeah.
And with that, we got a couple of callers on the line. On line one, we got Peter. Good morning, Peter.
Hey, good morning, you guys. It's a real American calling in for a change.
Hey, I like that. You're more American than about half of these guys that voted for Hillary. Probably
yeah,
all of them.
The only more American than me are the guys that have been on the front line with a gun in their hand.
Yep.
And the traitors in this country are the un-American ones are the ones that voted for Hillary.
Yep.
Hey, listen, I just had my breakfast spoiled here. Listen, I love listening to you guys. I love that music you just played, by the way. I reckon it was great. And I make a prediction that Donald Trump's going to be the George Washington of the 21st century.
I got my fingers crossed with that, Pete.
He's filled a lot of people. I've been spending a bit of money this week and talking to people, and everyone is upbeat, I mean, in the business sector. But listen, I was disappointed in Nick this morning, my good mate Nick. He never brought up here that one thing that spoiled my bloody breakfast is that we've got the most elite spoiled employees in certainly California, if not America. They've just got themselves another $300 billion raise over the next three decades and to add to our unfunded liability, the government workers, the parasites of the country.
Well, you know, we got there's a day of reckoning coming in California, Nick, just like there is in all of these liberal states. You know, I mean, whether it's New York or Illinois or Washington State, you know, there is a reckoning coming because this, at some point in time, you run out of everybody else's money.
Yeah, that's right. Listen, I really get amused when Brown turns around and says, well, you know, they're giving them a 12% hike over 3 years or whatever it is, and but they got to pay a little bit much. They're getting a 12% hike, but they got to pay an extra 3.5% for into their retirement Medicare. You know, that's not paying in, that's us paying in. But listen, while I'm on this, and on a serious note, You know, I get a small amount of beer drinking money from a union job I was in when I first came here, because I didn't get here till I was 43. But I was in a union job down in the Bay Area, the automotive industry union. You know, those poor guys, you know, that are back retired, you know, that were on $1,400 a month retirement. Their retirement plan, I brought this up to you once before, their retirement plan's going to go down to $598 dollars a month. I'm losing 33%. I'm only getting $312 a month, you know, beer drinking money, and mine's going down to $211. But the point that I brought up is most of these guys that have been in it for the long haul, that are retired now in their 60s and 70s, you know, they've been on a $1,400 or $1,500 monthly payment, and it's going to go down to $588, and the government workers are getting a $300 billion bloody increase.
Yeah, it's
what's wrong with this state?
Reality doesn't seem to have any effect on their thinking in Sacramento.
Well, if you can bribe enough people with their own money to go to work for themselves, then you make them subject to the. To the government itself, and hopefully to propping it up.
Well, listen, mate. Look, I'm so elated that Trump's in, and as I say, I was really surprised going around town this week. You know, everybody's upbeat about Trump being president.
Yeah, funny how that works when we actually elect.
Anyway, God bless you. Have a good Christmas.
All right, thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
All right, we have Nick also on the line. Good morning,
hey,
Nick.
Good morning, and I wanted to say hi to my home skillet, Peter.
Home fries.
Hey, you know, I was at old Paletti's little talk over at the Patriots last Monday night, and something I keep hearing from him and Gary Cadd and a few of the other people is that they finally got the police and fire and union employees that for the civil servants paying part of their CalPERS, and they mentioned, you know, 8, 10, 12%. And, you know, they get these raises that covers that 8, 10, or 12%. But, you know, I've been self-employed since 1985, and I've paid on the average between 14 and 15% for Social Security. And what am I going to get, $1,200, $1,500?
Nothing.
These guys are getting $100,000, and they think that they're doing their share by paying 12, 15%. If they had to invest in a 401k that's going to pay them that kind of a return, you're talking to $45,000, $50,000 a year. I just wanted to bring that point to you, and I wanted to get back to the Standing Rock thing. You know, I watched those Native Americans. They were trapped between a bridge and a police line, and they had water cannons shooting on them. And I watched them shooting tear gas and fire bombs in on them, and I watched these big fat guys that spend too much time eating fast food with their, heck, they look like UN soldiers. Standing there and pushing them around, and boy, it just leaves a real sour taste in my mouth.
Well, you know, the problem with their message that I've seen is that they got to get off the social justice environmental thing. You know, I mean, that just puts a bad taste in anybody's mouth that's been listening. And it's the government that's the problem. Government has been man's worst enemy. It's all of our enemies. Redistributing wealth has nothing to do with it. So I think they got their definition of social justice screwed up. But I think you're right. This thing, it needs to stop. The government is the problem. The government, you know, should, you know, not be in there doing this to these people at all. But I think they need to change their messaging. And it doesn't seem like the mainstream is reporting any of this stuff. I mean, where did you watch that on? It couldn't have been on, you know, you weren't watching.
You know, I watched it on YouTube. I just Googled North Dakota pipeline and fished around till I found a YouTube video. And then when it's over, you know, the screen splits and there's six or eight videos on there and you can just go all day. But that's not the point I wanted to make. I wanted to make the point that I recall them spraying them kids down in Davis right in the face with their little canister, and over on the coast where they put it on Q-tips and rubbed it under these kids'
Yeah, I remember that down there in Berkeley. Yeah. They did that down in Berkeley as well.
And right here in Redding, we have my good friend Earl Allen Boyk. I've known Al since I was a sophomore in high school. And he does him a little patrol around the neighborhoods trying to keep, you know, crime down in his neighborhood. And he has this altercation with this speeder that has a reputation of drinking and maybe not being one of the best members of society. And he sprays just a shot of pepper spray between him and that guy, maybe a little drift got on him, maybe down around his waist, maybe up to his chest, and they charged him with illegal dispersion, find him guilty, and they're going to give him 3 years.
Good grief.
Oh,
that's ridiculous. You know, those guys at North Dakota, they had fire extinguisher size canisters of mace shoving it in their face like you would, you'd be trying to put out a fire. And, boy, those aren't the people that represent me.
Well, we're going to do a little bit more follow-up story on this. I've been kind of trying to gather the facts before I weigh in on it too much, just because, you know, there's a lot of different issues, and I want to make sure I have the facts right before we go too in-depth on it. But
and
you're right.
I'll tell you something else. I am sick and tired of national politics. There's not a damn thing we can do about it here in Redding, California. We can concentrate on the state of Jefferson, and that can be a stepping stone to taking our country back.
I agree.
That's where we need to concentrate our efforts.
Well, I
hope you guys have a great day. Thank you for having me on.
All right, thanks for calling in, Nick. We appreciate it.
Oh, there is one more thing.
What's that?
Mark, your wife's soup, the Zuppa, is that right?
Zuppa Toscana.
Hey, I had some at the Olive Garden last night. And it was good, but it wasn't near as good as your wife. I'd give anything for that recipe.
You'll have to talk to her and see if you can pry it out of her, because it's pretty
good
stuff.
It's real simple. You can go Google it.
Well,
okay.
She's been adding to it. So
thanks. Have a great day.
All right,
you
thanks,
bet.
Thanks.
Bye.
You betcha. And, you know, like I said, you're not going to get on ABC and listen to George Snuffleupagus or whatever his name is and get any of this stuff. So we want to follow up. We want to do the right thing with this North Dakota issue. But, you know, this is what government does. They come in and they do this stuff to people, you know, and I assume this has all been a peaceful protest up there. But again, they would be better served if they would change their message, because conservatives are just sick of the social justice crap being shoved down our throat. It has nothing to do with social justice. It has everything to do with out of control government.
Well, that's, you know, one of the things that we're looking to enshrine in the Constitution of the state of Jefferson is there will be no eminent domain. If you can't buy the guy out, move along.
Well, there's a lot of things that we, like I say, you know, there's some things where I agree with eminent domain, and there's some places that they're just using it. Now, they've changed that in the last few years to, excuse me, so that they can just, it's not for the good of everybody, it's for the good of developers and the good of the city. That's not what it's supposed to be about.
No.
Yeah, but we've seen so many of the land grabs, so to speak, with the government all across
a
the United
example.
States, you know, with...
A perfect example here in Redding is the Americana Lodge. Is it a cesspool? Is it filled with prostitutes and drug addicts and out of code? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I'm not supportive of the city of Redding seizing property from a private individual. Shut them down. Make them close the building, condemn it, whatever. But you can't take the guy's property.
Right. They're doing the power grab.
Well, yeah. it's
and intimidation to people like they've been doing.
And a lot of this is the civil asset forfeiture crap. You know, that goes along with stealing people's private property. You know, in the first four drafts of the Constitution, it said the right to pursue property, not happiness. That got thrown in later, you know, because they knew that property rights were so important to freedom that if you didn't, you know, if you separate the link between property rights, you won't have any freedom. You know, between the people and their property equals zero freedom. And that's why we're seeing such a problem in the country at this point, because the banks have taken over all the property, if you notice. Who you know, they print money out of thin air, lend it to you, and then now they've got a lien on your property if you don't pay them, where they created the money to buy it in the first place out of thin air. So that's a lot of what is going to have to be addressed in the oncoming years, and we're going to have to pick these things and start pressing for action against our local, state, and you know, federal government. And I was listening to the program earlier on Jefferson State of Mind when you were talking about you're not respecting the federal government. And I think a lot of people get confused. The federal government has a clearly defined set of rules that it has to stay inside of.
They have their ballywick.
They have, that's exactly right. They have got their limits, and they're not supposed to go past their limits. You know, sanctuary cities, for example, they're supposed to follow immigration law because the federal government is in charge of immigration law. okay? That doesn't mean that they can, you know, push Common Core down our throat. You know, what it is these people don't understand how the law works. So if you don't follow what they want, you know, oh, gee, the sanctuary cities, you know, they shouldn't follow federal law because, you know, the federal government's out of control. That's one of the times they need to follow federal law because it's inside the Constitution. But they'll go after Common Core and say, hey, we need to implement Common Core because the feds told us. And that's out of their scope in the Constitution and their enumerated mm-hmm. powers. You have to understand the difference through education, not listening to George Snuffleupagus or Bill O'Reilly tell you what's in the Constitution. Because I've listened to Bill O'Reilly, and he's freaking clueless about the Constitution.
Well, Rick, the use against us right now is reflexive law. It's pick and choose.
The ones you
want
like.
To enforce the law.
Right.
Yeah. Do we like this law today? Do we want it to mean this today or do we want it to mean that tomorrow? There is no rule of law in this country.
Well, and that's part of the problem. We need to get back to a legal set of rules. You know, it's like the income tax. I think you got to do everything in your power not to pay the income tax because they threw all the tea in the harbor. Did they change the Constitution to reflect that? Yes, but if they change the Constitution to enslave you, it's no longer constitutional. That's why we said, you know, taxes, the power to tax is the power to destroy. They were talking about the income tax specifically because if you can tax people, you can tax them right out of existence. Gee, sound familiar?
That's what they're doing.
That's what they're doing. So what they do is they take all your money through the social justice and then they get to fund their pet project, you know, that, you know, all these grants, these federal grants and all this money going to these people that, you know, shouldn't be getting any of this crap in the first place, like Acorn they've changed their name. I don't know what it is now. We'll have to maybe look that up.
Enforcing cow fart bags. Just ridiculous stuff.
Yeah. So all of this.
But people need to start, you know, educating themselves and standing up and saying, hey, we're done. You don't have the power. We have the power.
And you got to think for yourself. And you can't listen to the news medias. You can't listen to your politicians. You can't, you know, because you've got to do some of this homework yourself to
figure
out.
That's what I'm saying. That people need to educate themselves and find out mm-hmm. what the Constitution means and why that's in place. And how it come about, not
well,
just taken for granted that
you're supposed to be gifted as a child in America going through public education. You're supposed to be gifted an understanding of your government and your country. And they're working overtime at covering up the truth.
Yeah, they're not doing that. They're not doing that at all. And that's a lot of the problem. And it's up to us to make sure to take that back.
Well, here's a classic.
And take the power away from them.
Here's a classic example of kind of what we're talking about. Here's a headline from Zero Hedge. Americans not in the labor force soars, you know, to 95.1 million. And there's a jump of 446,000 people not in the workforce in 1 month. And at the same time, the unemployment rate went from 4.9% down to 4.6%.
So in a country of 340 million people, 95% of them aren't working. Another third of them are under the age of 18. And our unemployment rate, is it under 5?
Yeah, because they're skewing the statistics
is
for
that
their
Common Core math.
I was going to say, that's the new math.
See, that's common sense. If you take almost 500,000 people out of the workforce, your unemployment rate doesn't go down. Okay.
It does if you're them.
If you're not an ideologically twisted, out of your frickin' skull moron. But see, that's what they're doing, and people buy this crap. Every time I hear this unemployment rate, and you know, you probably got a little ad in the paper in our local Fleshlight that said something about, well, the unemployment rate's getting better, so the economy's, you know, starting to right itself. What?
Yeah. Well, that goes right into public education and what kids aren't being taught. My 17-year-old, she's going through a charter school, which grants her the opportunity to take college courses. And some of the stuff that my kid is dragging home from college course, my 17-year-old could teach a class in the Constitution about what her professor doesn't know about it, her American history professor.
That's scary.
They're educated beyond their own intelligence. They don't understand basic, you know, common sense. See, you need to teach critical thinking and common sense.
You know, one of the things the professor told my kid? That Thomas Jefferson and Madison designed the Constitution to be vague so it could be reinterpreted for every generation. That is one of the most asinine statements I have ever heard.
That's the same professor that taught Colin Kaepernick.
Probably.
Because
let's not get started on that one.
Because that guy's a moron.
He's
moron.
Beyond moron.
It's like, you know, oh, we're based on slavery.
Yeah. You're wearing a Che Guevara shirt. You're black, kid. You know what Che Guevara did to black people? He was one of the most vicious genocidal racists of an era.
But
moron.
But Castro, you know, should be man of the year. It's just, you know, the fact that he took a bunch of those guys that didn't agree with him out there and shot them and, you know, all that
they
kind of prison,
yeah.
You know, fight. I don't know. There's a couple of million guys died in his
yeah,
little...
Yeah, let's see you get away with kneeling during the Cuban national anthem, yeah. Schmuck.
Yeah, go down there and wear a Castro shirt down there in the Miami-Dade County and see what happens to you. Walk through Miami-Dade and see if they accept you as a Che Guevara fan.
Yeah. The guy doesn't even obviously know who Che Guevara was or what he was about.
Oh, but he's got, they make these really nice shirts and they look, yeah. They make me
I
look
like
cool
the,
on campus.
I like the graphics.
With my little beret and then I'm going to, then when I lose the election, you know, I can cry too because not only am I uneducated, I'm an idiot. And so that's what we're dealing with. And, do we have a,
we have a comment online. I'm on the phone, I should say. I believe Nick is called back. You have a comment, Nick?
Hey, yeah, you guys got away from the unemployment deal. I wanted to point out that there were 176,000 new jobs created this last month, and the unemployment rate dropped from 4.9 to 4.6. If you Google how many unemployment claims were filed in November, you'll find out that weekly there was an average of 251,000. So they take, and there's a million unemployment claims filed and 176,000 jobs created, and the unemployment rate drops. And this has gone on month after month after month after
it's
month.
It's retarded.
I am not. Hey, have a great day.
All right. Thanks again, Nick. We appreciate it. And with that, we need to go to a break. If you have a question or comment or something you want to talk about, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
People all over the world, everybody, join in. Start a love tree. Love tree. People all over the world.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. On Monday, we welcome Rhonda Alvey and James Masada of Enjoy the Store, Enjoy the Magazine, as we find out what's going on in our Northern California region this month. We also welcome Liz Peek, Fox contributor, author, columnist, who will be discussing Donald Trump's war with the media and how he won. All of this Monday, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day. Miss a lot.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us.
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
The Cascade Theater is throwing a silver screen Christmas party, and you're invited. Friday, December 16th. Doors open at 6 with live music, dancing, a Christmas sweater contest, themed drinks, and a visit from Santa, followed by the ultimate holiday film, Frank Capra's It's a Wonderful Life, starring Jimmy Stewart. The film starts at 7:30, Friday, December 16th. Tickets and information at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Enjoy the holiday season at Cookies
and Yogurt
on Hartnell Avenue. Browse the store as you take in the spirit of the season with Christmas gift items, holiday decorations, lots of Christmas trees decorated to perfection with special ornaments, and the cookies. Not just any old cookies, gourmet cookies. All your favorites for your enjoyment or gift wrap for that someone special. Gourmet cookies.
Yummy, smooth, creamy yogurt.
And unique gift ideas all at Cookies
and Yogurt.
92 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. Love those cookies.
And yogurt.
It's Christmas time again at Dandelion. So join the ladies at 1322 Pine Street. Enjoy the 17 themed trees, where you will find exciting brands like Brighton, Alex and Ani, beautiful sweaters, and delicious candles with scents like pumpkin spice and cinnamon cider. Have your sweetheart fill out a wish list to make your shopping easier, or have one of the many wonderful ladies help you with that special gift. It's Dandelion Unique Gifts and Clothing at 1322 Pine Street in beautiful downtown Reading.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
We've been up tight for a while. Even when you were on trial, then we didn't see you last night. You had us millennials in fright, so you sent Podesta to tell us go home. Oh, you didn't even wish us well. Why couldn't you tell that we'd be whining over you, rioting over you? And the next day you,
I know how disappointed,
said so long,
you feel because
left us moping all alone, alone and whining, rioting, setting fires and crying. It's hard to understand how Trump won the love of this land. Well, it starts me whining.
They never show the crowd. See, they don't want to.
We thought
around
that we were over you when the FBI proved your crimes were true. But we love you even more, though it seems more dumb than before. But Hillary, what can we do? America chose Trump.
She congratulated us
and I'll
on our victory.
Always be crying over you, whining over you. Yes, now you're gone. You might go to prison for so long, and we'll be crying and whining, rioting, crying, yeah, whining, yeah, dying, yeah, crying, and whining, and rioting, and being a big crybaby. I didn't want to work, I wanted free college, and I didn't get what I wanted, which was Hillary Clinton, because she's a woman and you're a sexist and bigoted, racist, homophobic, xenophobe.
Yeah, and no country builds walls around their border and fences and stuff. That's just stupid.
Well.
Breathtaking.
That one was kind of hard to resist, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Boy, I just sending it to Sally in the chat room. Anyway, wow. I guess we have Terry on the line here. Before we get to our guests, Fred Salanti's in the studio here. Terry, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I really love hearing Nick call in. I mean, he not only thinks outside the box, but asks very provocative questions. And he made a good point on some of the things that have been asked. For example, on Monday night to Chief Paletti, you know. It seems as if every one of those particular talks on what's wrong with Reading is, well, you know, we have a lot of crime, and there's more heroin, and there's more meth, and we have a lot of crime, and there's more people being released, and we don't have a jail, and did I say that we have a lot of crime? Did I say things were getting worse? And, oh, by the way, they're getting worse. And at one point, we just had to stop, and we had to just mention to him that we're looking for solutions. The time for now being in a position in California to say that there isn't huge problems. It's, you know, if that's all we're ever going to hear from our elected or our appointed officials, then what's the point? Another thing, too, I wanted to bring up that you were very good about, Mark, and one of the things I always really respected about you, when you bring something to light, you thoroughly research it. And that's always good for us out here when you're bringing stuff up. Not only do you thoroughly research it, you bring up the sources, you also bring up the point sometimes that, well, you know, I haven't really researched this to the point to where I can really verify it yet, which, you know, I'm sure everybody out here appreciates. Now, I'm going to go back to Monday night, because when I had mentioned that the Reading Police Department is the fifth highest paid in the United States, he said, well, no, that's not true. And I said, yeah, that's true. No, that's not true. And I said, okay, well, what's your sources? Well, I can find it right here. And I said, well, my source is wages, USA Wages and Transparent California. What's your source? Well, I can find it. Well, if you don't have a source and you don't have something to back up your position, then don't. And these unfunded liabilities, he did say when James Wiedenhoff asked him the question, meaning the chief, he did make mention that out of the 42 people that they hired, 40 were lateral. 40 out of 42. Well,
what's lateral, Terry?
That means that they're coming from somewhere else, and they come with all the retirement, all the goodies you can ask for. They're already vested, which screws us. I think I can use that word.
You just did.
As far as unfunded liability goes, it just makes it worse. And he kind of had a little. I think part of this, maybe a good song to play for when these guys talk, Bob, would be, you know, make a little love, get down tonight, you know. That might be good. Do a little dance. Do a little dance and get down tonight. Because we're getting a lot of little dances from these folks.
Well, it's true, Terry. I mean, that's what they do because, you know, I don't think they want to address the real issue is that their pay, the pay and the benefits are out of whack with reality on what the market can bear with the economy. It's pretty simple. It's not that hard, but nobody wants to admit that because, gee, we were promised this. And if you make a promise, you should keep a promise. Well, okay. But if I promise that I can pay a debt that I can't pay, now what?
Well, that is true. And then, of course, the $300 billion or whatever the heck it is, dollars that they're going to use for over the next 10 years for payroll for California employees. I mean, really, folks, in reality, where do you think this is going to come from? You know, and really and truly, we could talk about all this stuff. The solution is a sovereign state. The solution is Jefferson. It is totally the solution. There is no other solution. There isn't anything else we can have other than a sovereign state. With county representation in that state. There's nothing else that we can have. There's nothing else there. And I think people are really looking at that, and as Robert was saying this morning when he was talking about walking around the parade, we're finding this in just about all the counties. People are saying, when's it going to happen? Not if it's going to happen, or we hope it happens, or we don't think it's going to happen. When's it going to happen? How can we help? How do we get involved? And that's why Shasta County has 32,000 signatures.
Well, yeah. I think you're right, Terry. I really think that now is the time to press the advantage.
Well, they're going to cut us off. Yeah, the top of the hour, folks. Stay tuned. We will pick up another subject on the other side. This has been KCNR, our 1460 community radio for the North State.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The death toll is rising in a fire at a warehouse in California Friday night.
With about 20% of the building searched, we've located 24 deceased victims of this fire.
Alameda County Sheriff spokesman Ray Kelly, who says he is confident the death toll is going to continue to increase in coming hours. A bipartisan effort is underway in a key Senate committee this week to limit deportations during the next administration.
Members of the Senate Judiciary Committee are drafting a bill that would shield children living in the country illegally from being deported if they grew up in the United States and have not been in trouble with the law. President-elect Donald Trump has vowed to repeal President Obama's executive orders that halted deportations for people who came to the country illegally at a young age, as well as deportations of their parents. The legislation would give these immigrants temporary protection from deportation, loss of academic or job opportunities, until Congress passes more comprehensive immigration legislation. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
The Navy's newest attack submarine is now in service.
The 377-foot-long USS Colorado is the 15th in the Virginia class of attack submarines, each costing $2.7 billion, and is equipped to carry out warfare against submarines and surface ships, as well as conduct surveillance and deliver special operations troops. Annie Mabus, daughter of Navy Secretary Ray Mabus, christened the ship Saturday at Electric Boat Shipyard in Groton, Connecticut. The Colorado is the fourth U.S. Navy ship to be named for the state. The first was a three-masted frigate launched in 1856. The most recent was a 1923 commissioned battleship that won seven battle stars in World War II. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Police in Finland say a man has been detained after three women were shot to death in an apparent random shooting in a nightlife district in a small town in the country's southeast. More on these stories at townhall.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 in shipping. Go to freefoodone.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefoodone.com now. That's freefoodone.com.
Donald Trump's 10-minute phone call with Taiwan's president has raised the hopes of some Taiwanese that the U.S. will work more forcefully with the island. But the U.S. president-elect has also inadvertently inflamed the complex relationships between America, China, and Taiwan, which China regards as a renegade province. Whether the U.S. president-elect meant to jump into the generational fight between China and Taiwan remains an open question. But by speaking to the Taiwanese leader today, Mr. Trump upended 4 decades of American foreign policy and engage China directly on the issue of Taiwan, which Beijing has threatened to reclaim by force if necessary. One former American official in Taiwan says he thinks China is waiting to see what Trump does next. Germany's finance minister underlining his opposition to a debt cut for Greece, and urging Athens to push ahead with reforms before a meeting with his Eurozone counterparts. Eurozone finance minister set to meet tomorrow on the Greek bailout problem. News and analysis at townhall.com. Nearly a month after the November election, and one U.S. Senate contest remains in limbo.
The undecided seat is in Louisiana, which will hold a runoff on December 10th between Republican State Treasurer John Kennedy and State Utility Regulator Democrat Foster Campbell. The race has drawn donations from Democrats around the country. They're supporting Campbell, even though he's pro-gun, pro-life, and considered such a long shot that he's getting little help from the National Party. Should Kennedy win, Republicans will enjoy a 52-48 Senate majority next year. Bob Agnew reporting.
Today is Sunday, December the 4th. It's the 339th day of 2016. There are 27 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1783, General George Washington bid farewell to his Continental Army officers at the Francis Tavern in New York. And on this date in 1956, Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Carl Perkins got together for a jam session. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Help me, Donald! Get us back! Get us back! I don't care what happens to Hillary! Get America back to honoring family again! Help us, Donald, please! Please! Make America great again! Make America great again! Make America great again! Please, God, help Donald Trump make America great again!
It's the most wonderful time in 8 years. Yet some kids are protesting while Trump fans investing their time with good cheer. Sing, it's the most wonderful time in 8 years. It's the happiest voting season of all. With each staff member, Trump picks Democrats up to their old tricks, just trashing them all. But it's the happiest election season of all. There'll be one party hosting all three branches toasting, but how low now will the press go? They'll spin misguided stories trying to steal Trump's glory from a playbook written long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time in 8 years. There'll be much more enjoyment, a lot less unemployment, 'cause Trump will be near. It's the most wonderful time in 8 years. Hillary's party's not hosting, they're no longer toasting.
Beyonce, Kanye, cop killers, racists, and the Muslim Brotherhood.
They ignored true stories of Hillary who wasn't sorry for her crimes now and long ago. Now it's the most wonderful time in 8 years. We'll deport all the criminals, taxes will be minimal, bad trade deals disappear. It's the most wonderful time, yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time in 8 years.
Sovereign Mind with the Christmas season. Hey, it's the most wonderful time in 8 years. I like it. Wow.
That's true.
Yeah. So we're celebrating because we can, and it's what we do and who we are and how we roll.
Well, we got to have some happiness going on here, you know?
We do have our guest in the studio with us, Fred Salante. He's here today. How you doing, Fred?
I'm doing really fine, and thank you. And it is the best time of the year, even it's if it's great. The busiest.
It's great. We do have a caller.
We do. We have Dar. Well, I'm sorry.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Dar. You have a comment or a question about North Dakota?
Yes, about North Dakota. There's a website you can go to see, you know, the other side of the story, okay? And it is NETIZENS, Netizens for Progress and Justice. And they explain, you know, the other side of the story about what's going on there. It's not all that you're seeing on the TV.
I'm not seeing anything on the TV. I don't actually.
Very little. Yeah, very little comes across about it. You know,
well,
get the ticker tape
once in a while. But
in North Dakota,
in Minnesota, they're showing it.
Oh, are they? Yeah. You know, I just almost think that if they black it on the TV, there's probably something there you need to pay attention to, because that's how it works today. The news media, they just black out anything they don't want the general public to know.
Well, basically, most of the protests have been peaceful, except for the paid people. Also, the pipeline is not on sacred lands, and it shows a map on this website. And also, there were 12 meetings between the tribes and the people who were laying the pipeline, and it was, I'm not going to tell the whole story there, but I mean, it was agreed upon that it could go through. But this is not what's being told. So it's not the whole story, as you say.
Yeah, I kind of figured that that's the case. You know, usually when you have an accident, you know, it's in the accident, the other person in the accident, and then whoever watched the accident, and there's always three different tales to tell.
What's the website again?
Netizens, N is in Nancy, E-T is in Tom, I, Z is in Zebra, E-N is in Nancy, S is in Sam, Netizens for Progress and Justice.
Yeah, I just think that if they change their messaging a little bit away from the social justice crap, they might actually be listened to, because as soon as I hear social justice, I mean, my red flags go up for me, because, you know, that's the communist, verbiage that they've been using on us for 8 years in order to, basically change the law so that the government takes over.
I'd like to know why the people are not told that the Green Party is the Communist Party.
Well, and so is the Democrat Party at this point in time when you look at the
I know that, but they say the Green Party. It sounds kind of fuzzy and nice green, you know?
Sure. Sure.
You know, I mean, the Green Party is a communist party from what I understand, developed in East Germany. Is that correct?
I believe you're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
when they say Green Party, you know, it's not the Green Party. It's a communist party.
Yeah. Well, they don't want the truth to get out about exactly what their agenda is and what they're up to.
Well, because basically our media has been taken over by these elitists, these globalists. And that's really what it comes down to. These communists and everything else that is social justice are just ploys in order to put more power in the hands of the government so that we can end up with a global governing body, you know, running out of Brussels or Switzerland or whatever it happens to be. And that's really what this whole thing has been about. Is the New World Order, and that's the fight. And if you notice Trump, that's what he's talking about. He's talking about, you know, he's not playing into the New World Order hands anymore. He's going to start doing things that are good for America. And I think that's what
right.
we all need to do across the board, whether it's the Dakotas, whatever happens to be, is we need to start thinking in terms of being Americans and keeping America great and strong and free.
That's right. I think go Trump.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
All right, thanks for calling.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, and thanks for calling in, Dar. We appreciate it.
Well, there you have it. So that's what we got. So you guys got some, we can talk about anything you want here. We've got plenty of things to talk about. But do you guys want to go through the events that are coming and up first?
Sure. We got several events coming up. To start with, we have, of course, Pearl Harbor coming on December 7th. That is this Wednesday, and my understanding is at 7:30 in the morning in front of the courthouse, they're doing a ceremony, which they've been doing every year for I don't know how long.
Probably as long as since it happened.
And as far as I know, we only have one Pearl Harbor survivor left here in Shasta County, correct?
Well, I know it used to be three, but I can only think of one left anymore because people have been just gradually moving on.
Well, 1941 is a while ago.
Yeah. And then my understanding is that there will be ceremonies out at the cemetery, and I go at 11 on Pearl Harbor Day. And I'm still trying to confirm that, but that's what I've gotten, the information I've received so far on that. And then I always say it wrong. I'm going to get Reefs Across America.
Reefs.
Well, Reefs Across America is going to be interesting this year for us here, because Reefs Across America for Arlington and for the nation is December 17th this year. It's normally was always the second Saturday of the month.
Isn't that the serviceman's feast day as well?
But listen on, because...
Yeah, they've changed things up.
Here in Reading, they're not going to celebrate Reefs Across America with the rest of the nation on the 17th. They're celebrating it on the 10th.
Okay.
And so that's why it comes up the Saturday, next Saturday. And then when we get later to the real day, then MIAP goes and we take a couple thousand reefs down to Dixon, the northern Sacramento Valley Veterans Cemetery.
See.
But that's the real day. But for you here in Reading, you need to celebrate this Saturday.
And just so people understand, we have two different things going on with the reefs. We have everything's covered here for the cemetery. And then you guys truck them and escort down to Dixon with the live ones, correct?
Yeah, what happens is these here are not from Worcester, Mass. The reefs they use here are added each year so that they got one for every headstone. And then they put new ribbons, new stuff, and they're reused.
Right.
The ones we do on the 17th come straight from Worcester, and they come in Kmart trucks across the nation. The Walmart donates the transportation to bring all the reefs out, and then we distribute them, and they'll be distributing to about 8 cemeteries in the center of the state on the 16th, which is when we'll be doing the escort to the Sacramento Valley VA Cemetery.
Right, right. And so we hit it a little bit. We have the Servicemen's Feast coming up on the 17th. And Missing in America Project and Walmart Heart, we do a lot of different things. I don't think a lot of people realize. We kind of have our hands in a lot of different areas in the community. We don't just do funeral escorts. We do honor a lot of different people. You want to kind of tell us how you got started with the Servicemen's Feast and why?
Well, we got involved with it because we wanted to have a day. First of all, we always do Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day. Then we have a camp for children that are seriously or terminally ill. And in the middle of the summer out at the environmental camp. And we partnered together with Walmart to get that put together. Then we move on and we do, when it used to be Big Bike Weekend, we've always done the escort with that to help with the police with that. We move into Servicemen's Feast, and we wanted an event where we could take all of the policemen, all of the firemen, all of the first responders, plus all of our veterans. And it started with just veterans. And then we wanted to include the whole community for a free dinner. And so we go and round up and cook, and the community helps us cook all the turkeys. And we have a wonderful dinner, like from 3 to 7 p.m. on the 17th of December. And so that's what it's about. It's for everybody. And one of the first years I did it, just an interesting little story. I had a couple ladies sitting next to me at the entrance, and in walked some of the homeless people from the area down there. Now, this was a few years ago when the homeless people were better homeless people than we have now, because now we've attracted a lot more of a different element. But they came in, and they had been to Stand Down and had been given military uniforms. And for that day, they put on their best uniforms, the brand new out of the package, and came through. And somebody says, "Are you going to let them in here?" And I says, "That's who it's for. Everyone as well as anybody that's out there hungry." And so this is a free dinner. And the idea was to let people have a break from shopping, though usually the week before Christmas. And so if we did it the next weekend, it'd be Christmas Eve. So that was not good. So that's why the 17th this year. But that's how it got started and how it was going, Linda. It's just that we just keep liking to do this as our way of saying thanks to our police, our firemen, our first responders. And we usually pack up. I think last year, aside from those that came and ate in the hall, which is usually anywhere from about 800 to 1,200, we packed up 300 dinners to take to the fire halls, the police station, for those that were on duty that couldn't make it.
Yeah, we put out a lot of dinners and delivered them out there so that they could have a full turkey meal as well, even though they were on duty, a nice hot meal, which I'm sure they appreciated, you know. So I want to get into a little bit about Missing in America Project. I know we've talked about it a little bit, and I know we've put it out there before, but I don't think people really realize what Missing in America Project does. We were naming off different events. They don't realize that we did the toy run, and we have another toy run coming up that we do for Christmas every year for the kids.
And that's on the first toy run. We did the one in November to gather the toys up in Anderson. But on December 11th at noon, we leave from the Kmart in Reading, and then we go to the Women's Refuge Center to take toys to all of the ladies and the children that are in the center.
Yeah, and just so the people know out there, when we did the run in Anderson, what we have about 500 bikes that came through.
Yes.
We had a lot, so I'm not sure how many we'll have for the delivery, but I'm sure we'll be up there again.
Well, it's not that big because the delivery, it's usually colder. It's usually rained on us, snowed on us. It's usually so when you're on a motorcycle, it gets a little bit scarier at noon. And, of course, we have to be very careful because we're going across the main streets, Hartnell and Churn Creek. And some of the other ones. So we have to make sure we're making the public and the traffic safe.
Right, right. And now, I know we're trying to be lighter and it's Christmas season and everything, but I kind of wanted to go over some of our numbers with Missing in America Project. How many funeral homes we have visited, you know, how many cremains we have found, how many we've identified, how many we interred. I can go ahead and read them. The total funeral homes we have visited is 2,019.
That's out of 23,000 in the nation. So you can see we've just started this project. It's not by any means almost done.
Right. Yeah, that's a lot of funeral homes. And the cremains that we have found is 14,276.
And that doesn't count.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
That we have... two funeral homes in Indiana that gave us over 4,000 names on the shelf. Missouri, the same thing with 2,000-some names. So as you get further to the East Coast, the amount of people remaining on shelves becomes exponential. And we have actually, to date, buried 15 Civil War veterans and 5 of their spouses that were on the shelves for over 90-some years. So I think it's an expression to our country that these guys aren't going to be forgotten. And why do we want them being on a shelf?
Yeah, exactly. And while we're on that, I know it's kind of the dark side. I want to talk a little bit about Orange County. I don't know if people are aware of what's really going on down there in concern that it could involve veterans. You want to kind of go over that, what's happening down there?
Well, it's not Orange County, but L.A. County.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But that's because there's a lot more. If anybody read the news on Wednesday, you'll see that there was over 1,400 remains that were placed into a mass grave. Okay, 1,400 people.
That sounds illegal.
It is.
Well, we have laws that we got passed in the state that says no veteran can be, and dependent, which is a key word here, veterans and dependent can be buried in a pauper's grave. So we've been requesting to look at these names because what happens is people that die this year won't be buried for another 2 years. So there's 2 years to look up names and look up to see if there's any family members. And these are all unclaimed people now. These are people that have been left on the shelf in L.A. County that nobody has stepped forward to claim them. So if you look at it, we did 1,400 this year. There's another 1,400 already there, and we're starting on the next group. And it's always runs about 11, 12 to 1,500 names. But generally, our average, when we look at it, for a veteran or a wife of a veteran or a child of a veteran, we get 10 to 35% out of any amount that's there. So if you look at this amount of 1,400, we would have a minimum of 140 veterans or dependents and up to almost 500.
What are the ramifications of this? This is pretty morbid stuff. It's like something out of a pop, apocalyptic movie or something. A 1,400 in a mass grave. I mean, if you did find that, what do you do?
Well, if we find out, we pull them out and bury them at Riverside with the honors and with the respect where they should be for serving our country. Or a wife that put up with a husband that served the country, which is sometimes almost more important.
What is the thought process of just this mass burial, though? I mean, I don't understand. What do they just dig a big trench out there and throw them all in the trench? Or?
No, hopefully it's not quite that. They actually do it and put them in a coffin. Not like going and dumping them somewhere.
But they're just in a big mass grave.
It's just that it's mass. And then if you ask L.A. County, they say, we're checking for veteran status. Well, the key is it's not just the veteran status.
Right.
It's the wife and a child of a veteran. And the point to it is they say they check it, but they've never submitted any. If we check somebody, we get a verification letter that comes back from St. Louis, the Department of Personnel Records, that says this person is not eligible or this person is eligible or this wife is eligible. And at no time have they ever produced any document that shows that they really check. They just say we check. And they don't want to let us have access because you just seen the ramifications. What happens if I prove that they're breaking the law in California since 2010 and burying one wife or one child or one veteran, and you're telling me out of 1,400 we're not going to find some? They won't want to let us have access. That's why. Oregon did the same thing when they found the 3,500 that was in the old Oregon State Hospital. And they found that before I even formulated MIAP. It's one of the first scandals that we found that told us there was veterans out there unclaimed. And to this day, they just buried the last guy in that cross-country tour about a month or so ago that they went across the north and took the last guy back to Massachusetts or something to bury. So it's not unique, and that's why MIAP was started across the country, because they're all hidden out. You cannot go to a funeral home or crematorium that there's not 100, 200 out west. And on the east, with all of the history they have, that's where the thousands come in that are on the shelves.
Wow, what a massive undertaking, it seems.
It keeps them busy. There's a whole staff. We've got people all across the states that's doing the research, that do the identify. Sometimes it takes what?
18 months sometimes.
18 months for us to track them down. And like Fred said earlier, even Civil War people, we have been able to track down, find out what they served, how they served, and everything, and give them a proper burial, which is, like I say, it takes a whole staff of us. And go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that we just got through talking about the events we do here. I think the impact of that you can see that what we do to research all the people that we have to research, most of our job is labor intensive, and this is all done by volunteers. There's not a single person paid by any penny, by anybody or the government.
And thank goodness.
And so the work in some cases that goes into this overwhelms anything we do for the community, which is why we have to have something to distract our people from kind of the morbidity of what we do on a daily basis.
Wow.
Yeah, and with it being all volunteer, that I'm just going to throw this in here. Our funds are by donation, and we get donations in several different areas in several different ways. People can send us money or whatever. But we do have a raffle that we're doing for Servicemen's Feast. We are raffling. Let me get the ticket right here. a shotgun, which will help pay. You know, like I say, all of our missions come out of pocket. It's not like we have anybody, you know, a big bank to go to, but it's going to be for a 12-gauge side-by-side. It's a double defense. It's an 18.5-inch barrel. And the tickets are really reasonable. You can buy one for $10, three for $20, eight for $50, and 20 for $100. And I have them, and Fred's got them. If you want to get a hold of me, my number is 356-3651 for him. And Fred's is 226-9900. I had to really think about that. And also down when we do the Servicemen's Feast, we will have a heater. I think it was Lowe's that actually donated it that we'll be raffling off. But, again, I know that, you know, everybody's stretched this time of year, and we understand that. But if there's any way that you possibly could help us out with this, and there's a lot of people that are fighting to get this shotgun, so you might want to get your tickets pretty soon. Everybody's wants dibs on it, so I just wanted to throw that in there while we're talking about volunteers and our time. And these missions, like when we went to Arlington and things like that, they cost quite a bit of money for us to go cross country and doing the research and the paperwork. And as of date, I think the VA is supposed to reimburse us for some of our expenses. To date that I know of, we've been reimbursed once.
$50.
$50 with all the claims that we have put in. And I don't remember the gentleman's name. I don't know if you do, Fred, but he said that he would not pay us as long as he was alive. So hopefully with the new administration coming in and the VA being revamped and stuff, maybe we'll get lucky and things will start turning around in that department, not just for us, but for the veterans and their health all the way around.
Well, there's a lot of talk of who the appointees are going to be. I mean, I think Trump's cabinet is shaping up at this point. We've heard talk of Sarah Palin. And I try to remember who the other gentleman's name was, but they both sounded like pretty good picks. And they need to just shake up the whole mechanism because it's just, you know, it's broke.
Right. Okay, to finish out our numbers here, the veterans' cremains that we have identified out of the 14,276 that we have found, we have identified 3,239 of them. Hmm. So that shows a massive undertaking that we got still going here. And, you know, I have to take my hats off to, like, Sharon and stuff. They are great researchers. I mean, these people put in a lot of time to research these. And then the veterans that we've interred up to date, is this our correct numbers, is 2,969.
Wow.
Since 2007 is when we actually got incorporated. So, you know, we got a lot of work ahead of us, but we've done a lot in, what, almost 10 years.
Just right up.
Yeah, we're just about 10
time
years.
Time flies when you're having fun, huh?
Yeah.
Who can think about time?
Yeah, I know. Jeez, it's going by fairly quickly. It's, time is of essence, that's for sure.
But we had a great turnout yesterday at the Corning Parade. On another note, we always usually do most parades. We haven't done Reading Christmas Parade, but we always do Corning Parade, and we do the Shasta Lake Parade for the veterans. And the people, like Robert was talking earlier about people being more joyful and stuff this time of year, we had a great experience, the little baby, last night. The little kids are a little afraid of the bikes because when we go out before the parade, we are one of the few that can go out before the parade starts, and we hand out candy canes and little toys and everything. We had a little baby. Oh, what was she? Maybe 18 months, if that.
If that, yeah.
You know, we pull up to the curb, and she's scared because we're on the bikes, and it's making noise, and there's lights flashing. But she sees that candy cane, and she really wants that candy cane. And we can't throw anything, so I'm always saying, you know, come to me. And so her mom picked her up. And brought her over to us, And she saw the candy cane, and she snagged that candy cane so quick, you wouldn't have believed it. She got this big smile on her face, and then she was all scared again and wanted back to the curb. But it was a very touching moment.
But her eyes were still watching the motorcycle.
And yeah. But all the kids that we dealt with and the parents were very thankful and happy that we were out there giving stuff to the kids. A lot of them, I don't know if they would get it. Otherwise,
well, I think one of the biggest things that I like about the Corning Parade, when we do Shasta Lake, it's, of course, Veterans Day, and we're doing stuff with all veterans activities, yep. And it's pretty set and rigid in what it does. And with the Corning Parade, they asked us last year to come, and the secret is when you get to the Corning Parade and line up, it's not a few adults watching a parade and a couple children. There are thousands of children, and last year we ran out of candy canes.
Wow.
So we had to double the order and do the stuff. But you're talking about everybody down there from all of the local community and the people that are working on the ranches and working on the stuff that maybe don't have a lot of events. So the fact to come out to watch a Christmas tree lighting parade is a big mm-hmm. event in their daily life. And so our joy, aside from Linda freezing me to death
yeah, that was
on the motorcycle, it was a fun event.
We got lucky last night. It wasn't as cold as last year. Last year we froze to death. Mm. But so.
Well, there you have it. You know, I think you're right about the general consensus out there from an economic standpoint. There's a lot of people that are hurting out there right now. It's not gotten better. It's gotten worse, and it's going to get a lot worse before it gets completely better. But, you know, we're starting to head at least back down the right road here. So we'll see what happens. But, yeah, good job, you guys. You know.
Yeah, and I want to put it out there, you know, if you want to volunteer or become, I don't know if member is a correct term for MIAP. If you want to be involved with us, there is no membership fee. There's no expectations. If you want to come, you come. You can help us out in many areas. If you don't ride, if you don't have a bike, we have people in cars. We're always looking for people to get certified to help static block. When we're doing these toy runs and stuff like Anderson, when we got 500 bikes coming through, it's very important that we got people that know how to stop the traffic and keep them stopped. Every once in a while you get some irate driver, but you got 500 guys and gals on bikes. Their safety is very, very important. And so, like I say, it doesn't cost you anything except some time. If you got some extra time, we're always looking for more help. So, give us a call or stop by the Servicemen's Feast, or you want to add something to that, Fred?
Yes, there is one requirement that is absolute. You have to have a heart, and you have to care.
That's true.
There you have it.
Yeah, so, again, you can always you can always give me a call at 356-3651 or Fred at 226-9900, and we can, you know, answer any questions, or if you're, you know, interested, we can give you more information on that. We're always welcome to take somebody else on board, that's for sure. We can't do it all by ourselves.
There you have it. Very good. Well, yeah. We probably should go to a break. Excuse me. I'm just going to go out with these. This is from Sally. The United States is not a democracy. It is a republic. And in a democracy, the majority rules. And in a republic, the individual is protected from the majority. Most people don't understand that. And that's where this social justice garbage comes in, is that the majority, you know, the founding fathers said that a mob rule, democracy, you know, they called it mob rule because you can vote out the rights of the individual. And that's what we're seeing with this social justice stuff. So just kind of think about that for a while. We are a republic, not a democracy. And why does the mainstream keep telling us we're a democracy?
You hear it so much. I'm so tired of hearing that word that I can't believe. If you have a question or you want to call in, give us a call at 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
I found you sitting on a suitcase crying. Beneath my feet, I feel the rumble of subway train. Yeah. And I laugh out loud, cause it's the one thing I hadn't been trying. Yeah. The train came in breathless, the passengers restless. She said, baby, you'll never change. You gotta get gone, you gotta keep going.
Budget Blinds, because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more, to transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out. We'll bring all sorts of different samples. We'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
It's Carl and Linda Bott, and we just wanted to let you know about Omaha Steaks holiday gift packages. You simply can't go wrong with Omaha Steaks.
Shop now for gourmet gift packages guaranteed to fit your list and budget. Cherish more time with your loved ones thanks to the one-stop shopping, no prep, and oven-ready dinners, all from Omaha Steaks.
We have tried them, and we're delighted to see how easy they were to prepare and how delicious they are.
Start your holiday shopping now at omahasteaks.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Turbine Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. Feel free to call in at 530-605-4567 or go to the chat room at KCNR1460.com. And we were just watching the ABBA video of Waterloo there, and I don't know where they got those costumes from, but good God.
People didn't pay that close attention back then.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
I guess.
Besides other drugs that might have been in that equation, you know?
I've seen, you know, better people in the Gay Day Parade down in San Francisco as far as outfits.
I wouldn't go that far.
You want to see some good outfits, go to a GWAR show.
What the hell is a GWAR show?
You've never heard of GWAR?
No, I'm sorry. I don't follow. I don't run in those circles.
Leave it to Robert to know this one. I don't know what it is either.
Sounds like you. Oh, you don't know? I thought it sounded like you did.
No.
What the hell's GWAR?
I'm going to have to introduce you to GWAR. Okay, GWAR. That's on the list.
That sounds like a bad movie, a B-rated movie about
the videos. I don't know if I want to know.
The videos kind of look like something out of a Japanese Godzilla film.
That's kind of what I had pictured, Captain Kirk fighting that lizard monster or something.
It's great stuff. Yes.
I don't want to know how you know all this, but
I don't want to know.
That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking not. You must have had a lot of time on your hands when you were young.
Anytime someone says that
cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Anytime someone says, "Hop in, we're headed for a GWAR festival. Run!" Okay, like as fast as your feet will carry you.
I'm almost thinking if Robert says, get in the car, let's go to a festival, it's like, I think I'll pass.
A good time will be had by all.
Okay.
Not all may return, but a good time will be had.
Now, the Waterloo, pun, if you will, was designed for Hillary. But before we go there, you know, Sally just posted this thing from the Gateway Pundit. And I just got to bring it up, seeing as how we're on the veterans deal. You know, outrage. VA workers in Oklahoma resign after a veteran is found with maggots in his wounds. Now, what the hell is going on in the veterans? What do we got to do? Fire everybody.
Tear it down and rebuild it.
That's why I think Sarah Palin might be a good choice. You know, fire everybody. We'll see who this other guy is. But
like Fred said, you got to have a heart.
Well, I was listening to our congressman, Doug LaMalfa, the other day, and he was talking about the Veterans Affairs Department and how he thought this guy, Allen, that would be a good choice. I know that this individual's been very vocal about the Veterans Affairs thing and wanting to make all these changes and all this stuff. But my question is in all of his time and all of his effort, what has he changed? The Veterans Department is a mess.
Yeah.
The VA is a mess.
Yes.
So if the guy has been completely ineffectual at this point, do we really want to give him more opportunity to be ineffectual talks a good game?
We need to get rid of this establishment crap. You know, that's, you know, I hope Doug LaMalfa jumps in. He voted, you know, he was with Trump. And I hope that he starts getting on the right wagon here. You know, bigger issues.
He was with Trump after he was with Walker, after he was with Rubio, after he was with Cruz, after he was with Hillary.
That's kind of my point. Is that, you know, these guys talk a good talk, but these establishment Republicans, you know, that we're going to hold their feet to the fire more so. Because they're going to try to block Trump at every step of the game, just like the Democrats, if we're not careful. And you guys got to be aware of that. You know, I mean, the last 8 years, they held the House. You know, they held
and did nothing.
They didn't cut off his funds. You know, they didn't. I mean, they should have just cut this guy's funds off. They went along with the program because they're for sale.
Yeah.
So
they undercut the Constitution of the United States of America to grant him more executive authority and to deny sovereignty of our nation. That's what the House accomplished in 2 years.
So I don't have any love for the congressmen in general, you know, because there's a couple good guys, I think, in there, but I'm not sure ours is one of them. So, you know, and we take a lot of flack and heat for that because.
And let's not forget, we're going to have Paul Ryan returning as Speaker of the House.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, so, you know, you've got to get rid of all of these establishment guys at some point. Now, maybe not the time. Maybe it's not time yet. We had to get Trump in there. But at some point in time, you know, these guys need to start doing the right thing or they got to go.
Yeah, we need to start cleaning house at all levels with these people.
Yeah, because they didn't help us out during the last 8 years.
Yeah, they did a lot of promising.
They went along with the program.
Yeah, they did, big time.
Yeah.
Oh, we can't shut the government down. Oh, the press might say bad things about us.
That was what I heard the other day. Oh, the press will... Who, you know, if you're a true American, is it better... because the rationale is, well, if the press badmouths me, then I will lose my seat. Well, if you do everything wrong for America, maybe you need to lose your seat. Because if you're more worried about what the frickin' press says...
And what type of person are you?
Then what's right for the country, maybe you shouldn't be in the seat in the first place.
I hope Trump grabs you by the pussy.
Oh,
we're not allowed to say that?
I guess not. That was a no.
Well, then I
speaking of vagina dialogues, but...
Yeah, I hope Trump grabs you by the kitty cat.
Well, it just goes to show you, what kind of person are you to do this and to go along with it? Back to America. Are you a true American or not? It doesn't matter.
See what happens when we wake him up?
I know. It was better when he was asleep over there. I kept moving the microphone, you know. I'm sure the people enjoyed that, but yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
We do have a caller, I assume.
Well, maybe Bob's not working it. He's got a couple calls going over there. But
well, let's move on. We got
we have Clark on line two to start with.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go. Good morning, Clark. How are you?
Good morning, kids. Got a question for you and an observation.
Sure, go.
You all were down in Cottonwood when the sheriff spoke recently about the new laws. Good morning. That the state of California has or is in the process of implementing regarding firearms, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes, I was there at one of them. I don't think I was at the last one, but the one before.
Yeah. The first one was enough.
So my question is this. I had brought it to his attention at the end of the meeting. What is it that nobody understands about infringement?
Well,
and he had a logical answer that he had confronted some of the legislators, et cetera, et cetera. But when the sheriff takes an oath of office,
mm-hmm.
and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but don't they solemnly swear
to uphold the,
Constitution.
The Constitution of the United States?
Yes.
Yes,
okay,
I agree.
He's not. He at this telling then is supporting the state of California. He's not representing us.
I am inclined to agree with you.
He's going
to
go ahead and enforce unconstitutional laws.
Well, what he says
if I'm understanding the situation as it's being presented.
What he's saying.
I'll be quiet and listen now.
Okay, Clark. What he's saying is that he's not going to make those priorities. But that's Irish law. That's Irish justice to where, hey, you know, if it's a wink and a nod thing, you know, I'll do my Irish accent here. Don't worry about it now because we'll put it on the back burner, but later, but you better behave yourself because if you don't, it could go bad for you if I don't like you today or tomorrow or the next day. You know, and that's the problem.
It's like the old Irish language.
Because it also implies that, you know, if you are a city council member or if you're the mayor or whatever, or the local doctor, I'm not going to enforce it for him, but all you other folks, you know.
Well, that's the
problem. Yeah, we're not worthy of it.
At home, leave your...
That's the problem.
Firearm at home.
That's the problem.
It's about time that we start calling our sheriff and our representatives on the oath that they take and ask them, why are you enforcing an unconstitutional law? You're going against the Constitution, and now you're going to go against the public. Who we are paying your salaries, by the way.
Well, because they're worried about their funding. A lot of it is their funding.
Of it's the political animal part of it, too, where you go, hey, I don't want to come out openly and make a statement because then the paper, the politics, the politicians, the media will use it against me to say that I don't uphold the law. See, so they're caught on the two-edged sword, so that what makes them non-committal, which is bull crap, because... you know, instead of coming out and saying, hey, I don't support this law because it's unconstitutional, I can sit on the fence and still be politically viable for both sides.
And at the same time, we haven't held their feet to the fire, like you're saying, Clark. Yeah. You know, we haven't applied enough heat to them.
Until that happens.
To let them know, hey, we're not playing anymore.
Well, that's what needs to happen, in my opinion, is that enough people need to call them on the carpet to say, no, you need to stand up for the Constitution, one side of the fence or the other. You know, you can't sit up on the top of the middle of the fence and hope that you can manipulate both sides for your own ends. Now, with that said, I think Tom is a constitutional sheriff in the aspect that he believes in the Second Amendment. But it's not just the Second Amendment. It's the entire Constitution that needs to be upheld. And I got to agree with you. I think he needs to make a stand on it. And he will not make a stand on it until enough people hold his feet to the fire.
And the thing is, too, is as you pointed out, Tom is kind of caught between a rock and a hard place. Mm-hmm. I think it is also very imperative upon us to express to Sheriff Bisenko that if he does the right thing, we will absolutely stand
support
with
him. That's right.
We will back him all the way to the wall.
Yeah. If not, we need to get somebody in the wings that can take his place if it comes to. I'm not saying I don't like Tom, but we have to be looking at these offices to put people in that are going to uphold the Constitution if he is not going to.
Everybody historically has been afraid to come out in total support and honesty to say that stuff because they will get lambasted in the media. They will get torn apart in the media, and they're afraid they won't get reelected. That's the real issue.
Yeah, I know. It goes, and I went to one of the meetings when it was pre-election, and one of the representatives that came in from down south, I had brought up the fact that, you know, the elected officials are not really the ones that are running the country. It's the bureaucrats, and the bureaucrats that are embedded.
Yep, it's just true.
And his response to me was, it will not change until 40,000 people show up on the steps of the Capitol. So that's probably where it's at. Well, we, and I include myself, I'm not active enough, I try a little bit, but still trying to support myself as well.
We've hand-delivered 21 counties.
We are not organized
people to the Capitol
enough.
Steps.
We don't have enough people standing up saying we want.
My theory is it's got to get ugly before it gets better, and in order for it to get better, it has to get ugly, because the real deal is that when people lose everything, they lose it, and that's where we're headed from a financial standpoint. Now, we've changed it around somewhat with this election, but look at all the criminals that are being released, and when I say lose it, I'm not necessarily even talking financial. I'm talking as a matter of, you know, your rights, as a matter of your freedoms can be connected to having, 300 known felons in your neighborhood. So you can't even go out of your house without worrying about, you know, getting shot, robbed, or whatever.
Yeah, look at Prop 57. What are you going to do to commit a crime in this state anymore?
Well, one of the other things I think is that the people don't realize how much liberty we've lost, and I'll parallel it to building permits. If you think of what you have to go through to try to build something, you've lost your liberty.
Yeah.
I don't care what anybody says. These things that are being imposed on us are, as you gentlemen are so appropriately pointing out at every meeting and every chance we get, we're losing our liberty, and that's the bottom line.
That's true.
Okay.
All right, we're coming down to the top of the hour. We do have another caller on the line.
Adios.
All right, thanks for calling in, Clark. We appreciate it. I don't know if we have enough time to get to Terry,
Terry, hold on. Either call in right after the top of the hour or hold on, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, I can. I there's about three things I want to add to that. First of all, there is an event coming up on the 13th of January about the Second Amendment. I'll talk about that after the break. But there's about three things that Clark brought up that I think need to be addressed.
All right. All right. Thanks, Terry, for holding on with us.
Sure.
You've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The death toll has risen to 24 in the Friday night fire that consumed an Oakland warehouse where an unauthorized dance party was taking place, and the search for victims is not over.
In regards to the amount of people that are still missing, yes, it's a significant number. We've given you a number of 24. That number will go up. But we've only searched about 20% of this building.
Sergeant Ray Kelly of the Alameda County Sheriff's Office. The warehouse is being used as a workshop for artists, and a number of people were living there illegally. The fire chief in the Boston suburb of Cambridge says it's miraculous that nobody was killed or seriously hurt in a huge blaze that destroyed at least 8 buildings. Investigators are still trying to determine what caused the 10-alarm fire yesterday that displaced 60 families. President-elect Donald Trump says there will be consequences for U.S. companies that move their business operations overseas and then try and sell their products here. In a series of early morning tweets, Trump vowed a 35% tax on products sold inside the U.S. by any business that fired American workers and built a plant in another country. A soldier facing desertion charges is asking President Obama for help.
U.S. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, the former prisoner of war accused of endangering comrades by walking off his post in Afghanistan, submitted copies of a clemency request to President Obama asking to pardon him before leaving office. If granted by Mr. Obama, Bergdahl could avert a military trial scheduled for April where he faces charges of desertion and misbehavior before the enemy. The misbehavior charge carries a maximum penalty of a life in prison. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Audiences have returned for a second helping of Moana. The family-friendly film tops the box office chart for a second straight weekend. The cartoon brought in $28.4 million. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-566-2424. That's 1-800-566-2424. 1-800-566-2424. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein is taking her bid for a statewide recount of Pennsylvania's election votes to federal court. A lawyer for the recount case says Stein's campaign will continue to fight for a statewide recount. After announcing they were dropping the case in state court, lawyer Jonathan Adderby says that they will seek an emergency federal court order tomorrow. He says barriers to a recount in Pennsylvania are pervasive and the state court system is ill-equipped to address the problem. The recount could determine whether the election results were manipulated by hackers, says Stein. Organizers of the Mummers Parade are hopeful cultural education efforts will mean a more respectful and inclusive tone throughout their traditional Philadelphia New Year's celebration. Recent years have been marred by racially and socially offensive displays. The 2013 parade included a minstrel theme, and last January's parade included a skit that mocked transgender celebrity Bruce Jenner. News and analysis at townhall.com. A Geneva, Switzerland prosecutor has confiscated 9 cultural artifacts stolen from Yemen, Libya, and the site of ancient Palmyra in Syria.
The relics have been placed in the Geneva Freeports, a special duty-free zone for storage in 2009 and 2010 before the 2011 Arab Spring uprisings and the later emergence of the radical Islamic State group. The prosecutor's office said Friday that a customs check in 2013 raised suspicions that the relics had been stolen, prompting a look by cultural experts and later a criminal probe. It says the Aphrodite head from Libya dates from before the 1st century B.C., and the bas-reliefs were from before the 3rd century in Palmyra, a UNESCO World Heritage Site later damaged by ISIS. Keith Peters reporting.
Today is Sunday, December the 4th, and a birthday for some notable people, including game show host Wink Martindale. He's 83 years old today. Actor Jeff Bridges turned 67. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Jake Shimabukuro is returning to Redding's Cascade Theater. He's the ukulele wizard that Rolling Stone has declared a musical hero. He's fun, innovative, and amazing in concert. Don't miss Hawaiian ukulele master Jake Shimabukuro in concert December 11th at the Cascade. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This is Sovereign Mind Radio, not Jefferson's State of Mind.
It happens. Oh, it's kind of like all together, though, right? I mean, we're kind of like one big...
No, we're just partly State of Jefferson stuff.
My bad.
Yeah, because...
Just because. And with that, we still have our caller on the line. We've got Terry.
I'm not sure we want to go into that partly Jefferson thing.
No.
Because we're full-time... Freedom. We're full-time.
Liberty.
Liberty.
The Liberty Train.
We're the Liberty train.
That's right. Toot, we're toot. On the road to the state. And you know, I think the state of Jefferson is gonna happen because, and it needs to happen. It should happen. It will happen because the real deal is California sucks. It does. It's like, good grief. What more do you need here? Anyway, we have Terry on the line. Just saying.
Well, what a great call, Clark. That was a great call. There's about three things there that are really pertinent. And, you know, I think you guys really can take off on some of this stuff. First of all, it seems to be the underlining current, you know, the little do the dance tonight, how Chief Paletti did that with us. And then Tom Basinko, when you hear him, and that first particular town hall that we had about the Second Amendment that Clark was talking about, when we had the sheriff come in, he sort of showed up. We let him speak, and of course he talked the whole time as much as he could, which is fine. But it's bad. There's more people being released. We're going to have a new 57 might pass, and now it has. More people be released, and we don't have enough people, and we don't have enough money, and we don't have enough resources, and we don't have a jail, and things are worse, and they're getting worse. And did I tell you it was getting worse, and it's really bad? And then we hear from Doug LaMalfa when we're down in Corning. When he has a little round table down there last year, you guys don't really understand. It's really bad. We don't have control of the Senate. You know, we have just barely control of the House. We don't have the presidency. We can't really do anything. It's really bad. It's getting worse. And, oh, by the way, did I tell you it was bad? And it's just getting worse. Did I tell you that? It's bad. And we can't do anything about it. Two positions of no solution. Then we have a situation at the Protect Our Water meeting in Siskiyou County where a certain staffer from Doug LaMalfa's office goes up there and says, well, don't get too excited about Donald Trump being president now. This is the end all, you know. You don't understand how things work back there. There's still things that are going on. By the way, it's bad. It's still bad, and it's horrible, and it's bad. And by the way, it's bad. It's really bad. So the solutions to this, I guess locally, is that we need 50 more policemen to patrol the streets to pick up criminals that we have no place to put. Maybe that's the solution. And one other thing, too, that Clark said that is important to address, and that is that what Tom Basinko's position was is that he would make this a low priority. Now, he may have said that. I don't know, because when I was on hold, I didn't get a chance to listen in. He may have said that Tom said that what they would do is make the new gun laws low priority. There's two problems with that. One is if Tom Basinko said, well, I'm not going to enforce that at all, he cannot dictate to any of his deputies that they would not have to enforce it. They still could enforce a law if they wanted to use, as many people call it, Irish democracy or the Irish rule of law, which means I don't like you, so I'm going to use this. Now, we have a situation where also the state does trump, no pun intended, the sheriff, in that he has to be more obliging than he does when it comes to the feds. He has a little bit of a rock and a hard place there. But as Mark Kent pointed out to me a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about this, and Mark's right about this, That is, if the United States Constitution trumps the state constitution in our general liberty, our general rights, our Bill of Rights, then the sheriff has no choice but to say, no, I won't enforce these laws. Now, I don't think we're going to get him to do that. We have an event on January, I believe it's the 13th, because I think that's the Saturday. It's the 13th or 14th, where Mark Baird is going to be the keynote speaker. We are going to talk about the Second Amendment. We're going to invite Sheriff Hancraft. We're going to invite Sheriff Pasinko and both the DAs of the counties, and we're going to see if they're going to enforce those laws or not. We're not going to go with, well, it's low priority. That's not an answer. It's a yes or no answer. And I think people have gotten to the point now where, as you guys were saying before, if these people can't get it done, we need to replace them.
Well, you know, I was just looking at this thing from Weedy in the chat room. She says that there's a law in California that he has to follow. He gets a certificate from the state, and if he defies state law, unconstitutional or not, then the state can pull his law enforcement certificate. I don't know if that's true or not.
I don't know either.
And we'd like to maybe research that just for our own benefit, but... It shouldn't matter, because if that's the case, then that law needs to be reversed, and it gives you even more grounds for the state of Jefferson. I mean, I think you're right. I mean, the answer is the state of Jefferson to get away from California, because they have screwed it up so bad that it has to implode, and that's what's happening now.
Well, you know, the thing is that, again, getting back to the veteran situation, the veteran situation is worse. And I know that there's been a lot of bragging on behalf of our congressman's staff and office that, you know, oh, the guy who was down in Oakland got fired or resigned or is gone. Yeah, with full benefits that we pay him. Mm-hmm. I mean, nothing happened. They'll just put some other guy in there who will be a rubber stamper. I mean, nothing's happened. As you were saying before, it's just gotten worse. And I mean, how much longer are we just going to put up with this? I mean, that's the whole point, folks. So, you know, if you go on SOJ51.net, and go to the PayPal button, you can go to that and donate $2. Donate $5. But if everybody in Jefferson donated $2, we'd have more than enough money for the court case. And this is going to happen. This is definitely going to happen. Mark is getting done with the attorneys. I have the pleadings all in. They have all the demand letters in. They are now getting all the benchmarks set up. This is the real deal. This is really going to happen. And there's some amazing things happening starting about the 5th or 6th of January. So, there's going to be some, and don't construe that 5th or 6th date as a filing date. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just talking sort of out there. And that is that the 5th and 6th we will be getting the ball moving on some of this stuff. We will have a filing date for the court case, and that will be most likely the second week of January, most likely. We're waiting to see, but that's not a promise, but it's looking pretty good. But again, I mean, the excuses, it seems to be that underlying thing, well, we can't do anything. And by the way, it's worse and worse and worse, but elect me, vote for me. And Mark, I've got a question for you, and I don't know whether or not you can research this or maybe, you know, maybe just have an answer for it. And that is, I know that you cannot run in Shasta County for sheriff unless you have a law enforcement background. Is that true?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
How is that even remotely legal?
I believe that was done by a vote of the county, by ordinance that went to a vote. I can't remember the year, but it's been that way for a couple of decades.
Well, the crazy part about that is that anybody that probably would run against Pasinko would be either somebody who is working for him now, or someone who works in law enforcement, either for the marshal's office or the police department or something like that. Not saying that I don't think that Tom, you know, has done a good job or that he isn't someone who could carry the mantle. I'm just very, very taken back by this low priority business.
Well, I just looked up the code section that Weedy cited, and it's not true. They are not subject to that. What it says is code section 24. 004-3, no person is eligible to become a candidate for the office of sheriff in any county unless at the time of the final filing date for her election, he or she meets one of the following criteria. And the only, and there's about five criteria here, and only one is the active or inactive advanced certificate issued by a commissioner. So that's not true. That we're blowing that one out of the water because
Then can you get that out there? Let's get that out there on Facebook. Let's get that out
there. Yeah, I'll post it right now.
Well, if you go further on, though, it says if you, it also requires between 1 and 4 years of salaried full-time law enforcement experience.
Okay, but that's, it's only one of them. There's about six criteria, but it, you just have to have one of them. That's what it says at the
top. It also requires. Additional.
Also require means that you have to do it. Required means required. Not maybe or.
Well, again.
You have to meet one of the five criteria.
One of the five criteria. That's it.
Oh, I thought you said in addition to this.
No, that's not how it's working.
Oh, that isn't what you said? Okay.
That's what it says.
It is what it says.
It is what it says.
Where are you looking at?
Well, let's get this straight. If it is, in fact,
what
saying that it is required that someone have 4 years of law enforcement experience, then it is required. It's not one of the
okay. The one that Linda's looking at is a decision. It's an opinion out of the appellate courts on upholding the requirement.
Okay,
I'm looking at the law, not the opinion.
He's got the actual code section.
I've got the code section, not the opinion.
Okay, good. Yeah,
the opinion is the opinion of one county judge in one county. That does not.
Yeah, where he ruling, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah, he actually states that it requires the additional law enforcement and blah blah blah. But the actual code section is saying that you have to have one of the five, all of which is you have to have the advanced certificate or law enforcement experience.
Yeah, you have to have some qualifications.
Okay. Good, you guys. That's very good. Okay, so this was not a ruling. This is only an opinion of an appellate court, correct?
Right.
Hey, nice. You know, I know a former city councilman that I think could probably be a hell of a good sheriff that I believe has got that advanced certificate.
Oh.
Maybe it's time to go have a chat with him.
Yeah, well, the thing is that we need to do something just to, you know, I know that this event that's going to be happening, and it's either going to be happening in Anderson or in Cottonwood. We're pretty sure Anderson, and there's folks working on it right as we speak. But it's pretty amazing. And one of the neat things about this is that when Mark Baird does speak as the keynote speaker, he can speak from a position of being a sheriff deputy. So we can get the straight scoop. We can get the straight scoop on the code section, everything that you need to know on really and truly what it is that the sheriff can or cannot does or does not have jurisdiction over. That's what I'm looking for, does or does not have jurisdiction over. So when you have someone like Tom saying, well, you know, even if he says, you know, I will not enforce this and these laws, he can't really make any of his deputies not enforce that law. However, it would be highly unlikely that one of those deputies would not follow the sheriff's wishes. Mm-hmm. You agree?
Well, I do. And one of the things that I urge people to do that I've mentioned several times is look at what we could do with the justice of the peace. Look at the law and the code sections that are surrounding the justice of the peace. And the justice of the peace is essentially a sheriff that has the power to prosecute, investigate, arrest, sentence, try. He has any power and authority that is actually invested in him by the citizens of the county, and the citizens of the county can directly detail exactly what he's allowed to do, what he's not allowed to do, what he can enforce, what he can't. And I urge everybody to take a look at maybe what we can do to restore the justice of the peace system, not only to help law enforcement and to help alleviate, they could help prosecute and sentence for misdemeanor crimes, to help relieve stress on the courts. They could go out and take care of some of these minor things. They have the ability to deputize if needed be. There's a great deal of leeway with justice of the peace.
Well, you know, and I agree with you, Ed. One of the a couple of the arguments against that we've heard when we brought that up, which you probably heard too, is that, you know, we have a sheriff to do that. We have law enforcement to do that. We don't really need somebody to do that. Who's going to pay him? Who's, is he an elected official, appointed? How does any of that work? And I think that that's some of the arguments, not that I agree with any one of them. I agree with your position, but can you shed a little light on that one?
Well, justice of the peace would absolutely be an elected position. The county can choose to have a justice of the peace, and he can appoint several deputies. Good. You could choose to have one for each voting district, so you could have five, one for each supervisor district. They're allowed to deputize. They would come under the county incidental insurance. If there's anything like that, that would all be handled by the county, and they would be direct. And as for funding, you can set up a fund for them, or they could do it voluntarily. Most of them are usually ex-law enforcement or ex-judges or something like that that kind of do it through their retirement. So you could set up some kind of funding program for them. Or, you know, the citizens would be able to dictate who that is, but they are directly responsible to the citizens that elect them.
Well, that's true. And, however, if the sheriff was doing the right thing, I mean, totally across the board, it's not saying he's not. You know what I mean? In other words, if the sheriff is really fulfilling his constitutional duties and not this, well, we'll make it a low priority, that's just BS. You know, that's just BS. You either are going to or you're not. And then that way, as people could, you know, we can make a decision on whether or not we want you to be in that important position or not. But the thing is that if the sheriff said he will not enforce those laws, then pretty much people will take him at his word. And he'll have the support of the community. He'll have the support of the county. So really and truly, that's what we want to do, is get these sheriffs and the DAs to say that they're not going to prosecute. Now, I know that the DA in Tehama County is very adamant against these laws, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But he's not uttering the words low priority. That's very disturbing to me. And when you see what happened with, I think it was Nick that was mentioning the guy who was patrolling his neighborhood and sprayed another guy with pepper spray and, you know, it got on his shirt or something. But anyway, that guy got creamed because it was more of a political nature in the fact that he was really
I live in one of the neighborhoods that Earl used to patrol. He was out there doing RPD's job.
Well, the point is that, and they don't like that. You know, there's not, and I'm not, you know, they don't like that. It's just like with the Dolores Lucero. I mean, granted, what she done may not have been right, and maybe she's, you know, maybe there's a position there, but to spend all the money they spent on her and the trial and the, oh my gosh, the taxpayer money, when you have guys running around that have robbed banks or robbed cars 20 times or had committed assault before those crimes became basically a misdemeanor or a nonviolent crime, the police didn't take anywhere near the strenuous position of saying, oh, we're going to really go after these guys. But here you have some people that ruffle the feathers of some of these people, and you got a question. You've got a question on how honest their prosecution is.
Well, you know, one of the definitions of tyranny is the arbitrary abuse of power. And that's the problem, is that if it's arbitrary, it depends on who you are or how much I like you. You know, that's the absolute definition of tyranny.
Well, and that's why we used a Title 18, Section Code Number 242 of the United States Code on some particular highway patrolman at the Capitol. Because really and truly, there is laws against that. If you know the law and you know that they cannot obstruct you for anything stopping your constitutional rights, the fact is that that can be up to 10 years in federal prison for any law enforcement officer or anybody who is in a position of authority, whether it be elected or whether it be appointed, if they stop you from your constitutional rights. And I think that people really need to start learning that stuff.
Well, what it comes down to, and we need to develop ways to help Sheriff Pacenko if he's willing to do it.
Agreed.
Because he is going to be put between the position of choosing between principal and choosing between funding. And when you're responsible for the number of deputies and their families and them putting food on the table and other things, he's got other concerns too. I mean, the guy is the head of a large department. He's got people that depend on him to put food on their family's table.
How much of the funding comes from the state for the sheriff?
Well, that's a question that we would probably need to look into.
Because that doesn't hold water unless the majority of the funding comes from the state. If the majority of the funding comes from the county, because from the way I understand it, and I could be wrong, but the way I understand it, that's the discretionary spending, not the mandatory spending, because as we all know, when we get that money back, whatever they give us back on our taxes, we only get to spend about, 13 to 17% of that on discretionary spending, which is supposed to be health and safety, for one thing.
And one of the ones that you have to remember, Terry, is our sheriff's department and a lot of sheriff's department in the North State are about to take a very massive hit due to the legalization of marijuana in California. That federal money for busting crops is not going to flow because you don't get to bust them anymore.
Well, and see, that's got nothing to do whether you enforce a gun law or not.
No, but it does have to do with him choosing between funding and his principles.
But again, the point is that where does the funding come from? Does the funding come from the state,
or does the
funding come from the county? I don't know the answer to that. I don't know what the ratio is.
I would imagine the sheriff's budget dips from three different sources between the county, the state, and the federal government.
Yeah, I think I'm not sure how much they get out of the state, because usually the state would mandate it for a particular thing that they do. In other words, I think that like the state mandates what the police can get if they have these DUI checkpoints. I think they have enough to fund an officer for a while for that or something. I'm not really clear on that one either, but maybe somebody can look that one up.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. It is three sources. What I'm trying to say is that if the lion's share of the money comes from the county, then that saves him a bit.
Yes, it
does. If the lion's share of it comes from the state, well, then he's got a problem. If the lion's share of it comes from the feds, which we know it doesn't, a lot of that's going to be cut off anyway, as you say, and rightfully so, once they legalize marijuana.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, with that said, let's go to a break here.
If you want to call in, the number here
we'll
is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
Take two.
Look at what's happened to me. I can't believe it myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been some.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
There's a headline for you.
Yeah. fake U.S. embassy in Ghana shut down after 10 years issuing U.S. visas.
How do you have a fake embassy and nobody knows about it?
That's just fake news.
Apparently, Ghanaian and Turkish crime rings were paying corrupt Ghanaian officials to look the other way to illegally obtain United States entrance documents for the last decade.
Unbelievable.
Yep, authorities in Ghana have busted a fake U.S. embassy in the capital of Accra, run by a criminal network that for a decade issued illegally obtained authentic visas, the U.S. State Department has said.
Yeah, there's some more.
That's a problem.
I wonder, you know, and we need to address this fake news crap just a little bit. You know, the fake news is, I mean, there is what news on mainstream? There is no news on mainstream. I mean, they pick up anything that'll distract, deflect. You know, it's like the Papini thing has been on yesterday's edition was five out of six stories. Now, I'm not saying that that shouldn't be reported, but don't just not report anything else.
Let me ask a question. Why is our sheriff not admitting that we have a cartel-operated sex crime ring here in Shasta County? How many people right now know that we have 49 outstanding missing persons cases in Shasta County, 15 of them in the last year, 13 of those for people under the age of 17, 8 of those for females 15 to 16 years old, 5 foot to 5'4", all dark black hair with blue or hazel eyes. That's not a coincidence.
There seems to be a sex trafficking thing going on, and, you know, it kind of feathers into our story here, okay. We've been talking about this Pizzagate, and oh, it's all fake news. Okay, here, this is unbelievable. If you want to look this up, you can look at thelastamericanvagabond.com, and this is unbelievable. Okay, Breitbart Pizzagate connection. Was Andrew Breitbart killed to conceal this story? Now, this raises the hair on the back of your neck when you do this and you look at this and you go, okay, so here is a tweet from Andrew Breitbart right before he was killed, like a week or so, whatever it is. And the tweet is how progressive guru John Podesta isn't a household name as world-class underage sex slave op cover-upper defending unspeakable dregs escapes me. Now, just think about what I just said for a second. This whole Pizzagate is about John Podesta. Why? Breitbart knew something way back in 2011?
Yeah.
About Podesta and wondered why this whole thing was still being covered up and why he wasn't front page news and this sex slave thing. And then, oh, he just happens to die a few days later. You know, here's another one. This is February 2 of 2011. The first one was February 4th. Here's one a little earlier on February 2nd. Early on, did John Podesta imagine his baby would be covering up for underage sex slave ops and hate crimes against blacks?
Yeah,
just coincidence,
there's
right?
There's some legs to this Pizzagate thing and some of the things that are going on and decoding these different emails that WikiLeaks exposed with Podesta and these things. Once you begin decoding these things, it becomes very clear the sick behavior of these people.
You know, and I'm telling everybody this is not going away. It's getting bigger, and this could be the big reason for the Hillary email server being completely obliterated, because it's connected to Podesta. This connects to the White House.
It connects to the Clinton Foundation.
All of it.
It connects to
Podesta. For you, the people that don't know, was the head of her campaign.
And it appears more and more by every day and every revelation that the titular head of a global sex trade ring.
It involves a lot of people when you start digging into it.
It involves a massive amount of people at the federal and global level. Mm-hmm. And it appears that payments to the Clinton Foundation were not only made simply for pay-to-play politics, but for payments for children.
And so this is all fake news, right? Just like all the other fake news over the past, you know, oh, I don't know.
There has been some very good investigative reporting and detailing. We have done some looking into this, and it just more and more continues to come out about who these individuals are involved. One of the best places to start looking is Comet Ping Pong Pizza. The owner of that was actually listed as one of the most powerful people in Washington. The owner of this pizza joint that appears to be deeply involved in child sex slavery and these different scandals. Some of these emails that are very out of place and don't make any sense, that once you start to put them into the context of the code that is used by these pedophiles, are absolutely clear what they are.
There's some bad crap going on.
Yeah, and just be prepared if you start digging in and looking at that stuff, because it's pretty
sickening. Well, and if there's that much stuff going on, and let's bring it back to the local level. Do you think this is a story that, if is true, is that our paper should maybe investigate?
Maybe.
Or not. No, we'll just worry about, you know, making sure that we toe the Democrat, progressive, liberal, communist party line so that, you know, nothing matters except that.
Hmm.
And then you say that we've got all these people missing. Why, that's not a story? There's all these
people. Well, yeah, that's a known fact that Redding's like one of the big hubs.
Yeah.
For that type of stuff, well, right here.
Cameron Gamble and all of that.
You look at the 49 missing right people, and a large percentage of those 49 people are older individuals, known drug records, things like that. People that you would not be that surprised drop off the face of the earth for whatever reason. But within the last 2 years is a disturbing trend of minors that have gone missing. And of the minors that are currently missing, especially from the last 6 months, the coincidence in their looks, their build, it's troubling.
Well, yeah, there was that lady that went missing right either just before the one in Mountain Gate or right after, off of Lake Boulevard, that you only got a
there's
small.
There's the lady that was grabbed in Weaverville.
Yeah, that. You barely heard anything and it was gone, you know?
I now have talked to individuals. I know of three separate attempts at people that there was attempted abductions to that were reported to the sheriff. Record Searchlight hasn't said a word. The sheriff's department hasn't said a word. One of them was an individual my wife used to work with. She had a Latin individual attempt to abduct her right off Shasta College. We never heard about it. Why? Why are we not being told about this danger in our community?
Wow. And that's a big danger.
Well, I don't know. I guess we'll wait and see. But, you know, it's just funny how they can sit there and talk about the fake news at all when we see the past record prior, you know, this election and all the stuff prior to the election, all the stuff that the news media has been covering up with the banking, with the unemployment, with the, yeah, I mean, it goes on and on and on and on and on. We can't even think of it all. I'm going to try to make a list one of these days. But this is a serious thing. And, you know, I'm looking at a quote from John Lennon here, living is easy with eyes closed, misunderstanding all you see. And, you know, that should be the motto for our frickin' newspaper.
Living. Well, do they just print stuff that people give them? I mean, you know.
It's all AP.
AP and just regurgitate it, basically. Because it doesn't change much from whether it's them or any other newspaper out there or, you know, the mainstream media. It's like, can you guys think for yourself and decide what to put in the paper or not? Just saying.
Yeah. You know, and as someone in our chat room pointed out, they did do a story about one gal out at the college. The one that I'm discussing is absolutely a different case.
Was that recently? I don't remember what you said.
A couple of weeks ago.
People just really watch out, especially this time of year.
Well, moving right along, I guess, you know, we... you know, here's another one, you know, this global warming stuff. You know, you got, you know, people saying, prove that there's no global warming.
Prove there's no Santa Claus.
That you can't prove a negative. I mean, you know, it's like saying prove that you can turn gold into lead, or prove that you can't. Think about that for a second.
Mm-hmm.
If I say I can prove that I turned gold into lead or lead into gold, Well, there's got to be some, you know, something to back that up, doesn't there? I might have to
say. I got a good one for these people. Try to prove that you can live without breathing.
That's a good one. I like it. Maybe some of them should actually try that experiment.
On a
mass basis.
What were they calling that? The plastic bag challenge?
Yeah, the plastic bag challenge. We need to take the plastic bag challenge. So.
Excuse me.
Some of this is just absolute insanity, you know. I mean, it's like, gee, prove that there's not global warming. You know, what? You know, it seems like more and more guys are coming to the forefront, the scientists, and they're saying that, you know, global warming is a complete hoax. Gee, it was a hoax.
And have been saying it for years and years.
Mm-hmm. A hoax contrived by the global elitist to take over countries' resources and the population through environmentalism.
No.
No, they wouldn't think anything like that. These guys, they don't do stuff like that, do they? Yeah, I don't know. It's unbelievable. So, let's see. I got another couple stories here. One on Trump from the recount foolishness. They're trying to do a recount so that, they can extend it out to where they can get rid of some of the electoral college votes, by, not having the count done by a certain day. It's like, I don't know. Let's go to the last break.
If Joel Stein is so concerned about the integrity of our voting system, why doesn't she call for a recount in California? If that is truly the object of these recounts, which we all know it's not.
I think they ought to do a recount between Hillary and Bernie in the primary.
They should. Bernie won.
Yeah, do a recount there if you're so interested in the integrity of the elections.
And then prosecute Hillary and Wasserman Schultz and
that's
Jerry
be
Brown.
That's going to be our last our stories of the day is prosecution. We need to hold the feet to the fire. So let's go to the break. Let's come back and talk about Hillary. Should she still be prosecuted?
Hell yes.
Yes. Whatever changed to make it any different?
And you know, and
that was a
whether if it's sex slavery or treason or vote rigging or any pay to play or selling out American interests, pick your poison.
Three strikes, you're out.
Let's go, and then we'll come back on that one.
If you
want to
call
15 minutes.
Number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. God bless you. Phrases that should be a blessing to anyone. Thanks to political correctness, these statements are now considered offensive, hurtful, and even a hate crime. I have three words in response to this. Get over it. Political correctness is nothing more than an attempt to manipulate you and silence your opinion and worldview. Never let anyone coward you into silence or be afraid to speak what you believe. Jesus always spoke the truth in love, so go and do likewise. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Jake Shimabukuro is returning to Redding's Cascade Theater. He's the ukulele wizard that Rolling Stone has declared a musical hero. He's fun, innovative, and amazing in concert. Don't miss Hawaiian ukulele master Jake Shimabukuro in concert December 11th at the Cascade. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. On Monday, we welcome Rhonda Alvey and James Masada of Enjoy the Store, Enjoy the Magazine, as we find out what's going on in our Northern California region this month. We also welcome Liz Peek, Fox contributor, author, columnist, who will be discussing Donald Trump's war with the media and how he won. All of this Monday, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day. Miss a lot.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Right up there with Guar.
pretty close.
No, I don't think it's close at all, but...
Don't look
if
up...
If you think it is, yeah,
don't look up Guar.
Okay.
Don't look up G-W-A-R.
Don't look up Guar.
Don't look it up.
Do yourself
that's
please.
Scary.
Don't look it up. because you think Wang Chung's bad. No.
Guar's got them all beat.
Now, if Guar played... Everybody's going to Wang Chung. Wow.
That would be something.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Go ahead, Bob, play it.
Not only are we going to New Hampshire, Tom Larkin, we're going to South Carolina and Oklahoma and Arizona.
And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
Just in case anybody wanted to know, that's the sheep.
Howard Dean and the Screaming Goats.
Yep, the Screaming screaming at farmhouse.
Well, oh,
just in case anybody wanted to know, you can go to Wikipedia, and they have a list of fake news websites now.
Ooh.
You know, and, you know, before it's news and Drudge Report.
The question is, who isn't on the list?
The Associated Press.
Associated Press.
They've got Drudge listed as fake news?
Yeah, Drudge, the Daily Buzz.
So who's not on it?
But you know what I do find interesting is MSNBC.com is on it. So obviously they've admitted
some
it.
Of them.
Finally, they are fake news. News biscuit. I don't know. Somebody probably wrote this in. You know, and you can change this. It's all stupid anyway. USA Today obviously is fake news. It's all fake news. Wow.
Yeah.
There's a website here, Stupid. I didn't know there was a stupid.com. And
if I believe it.
If you're in a news site that is stupid.com. Maybe
and who's the members? I can think of a few newspapers that might fit in there.
Have anybody ever heard of the Nevada County Scooper?
Yes, I have actually heard of the Nevada County Scooper. They have done several State of Jefferson articles.
They're fake. And
they're actually on made Wikipedia. Well, good for them.
Red Flag News, the newbiscuit.com, newsbiscuit.
But like even the Nevada County Scooper, they're openly satirical, almost like the Onion.
Well, there you go. You know, there's the Onion's not listed as fake news because it's satirical.
Yeah.
So back to Hillary. Should Hillary go to jail? I think so. I mean, if she's committed a crime, you know, here's the deal.
What changed?
If you commit crimes, do you get a pass? Just because you're a part of the political elite.
No, I think Hillary Clinton ought to be drug out in the street. We should stack sticks around her.
Cordwood.
And start screaming a witch.
Freaking cordwood. It should be a funeral pyre.
If you commit a crime, it doesn't matter who you are.
It'll be just like Darth Vader in Return of the Jedi. You know, I mean, burn her. Burn the witch. She's a witch.
Yeah, there should be a priest there. Repent. Repent your sins.
How do you know she's a witch?
Look at her.
She turned me into a newt.
I got better.
I'm feeling much better now. But, you know,
throw her in the Potomac, see if she floats.
I think that you're going to, I mean, Trump is trying to draw everybody together, but I think you're going to see after the first of the year that, you know, it depends also what kind of pressure we the people put on these guys to make this happen, because the real deal is that these guys aren't above the law. You know, they shouldn't be above the law. You don't go around doing all this stuff and then you get a pardon or you get to walk away. It's like this Bergdahl crap. The guy's a freaking traitor. Mm. And $5 says that the president, or the commander in thief, the Muslim in chief, a liar and perpetrator.
I have some questions for Bo Bergdahl when he was arrested over in Mendocino County, south of Ukiah at the marijuana grow there. Last year, I want to know if he was present and there were Fast and Furious weapons present also at that marijuana grow that traveled to Oregon and were used in the Umpqua shooting.
The Ranger's not going to like it, boob.
You're not supposed to ask those questions.
Well, I'm asking. I want to know.
I mean, when are we going to start up following the law being applied equally to everybody? Equal protection under the law, which means that if I commit a crime, I have to, you know, pay the price with the justice system as a part of the deal. If they do a crime, they get pardoned and they go to,
they collect more money and they go past go.
They get to retire in Qatar with all the money they stole through the Clinton Foundation.
No, they need to be headed for the Martha Stewart wing.
Yeah, the Martha Stewart wing. You know,
that'd be too good.
It would be.
It would be just too good.
It would be.
Yeah.
I think it needs to happen because people have got to stand up and demand.
Yeah, where?
Well,
where
we
got
to find somebody to do the prosecution for.
Well, Jeff Sessions ain't a bad guy.
Well, that's true.
Jeff Sessions might actually do it.
Would she be headed for federal prison? Like Leavenworth?
I'm thinking Guantanamo.
That's what I was thinking. Gitmo.
So.
Or just prosecutor.
Turn the dogs loose.
Yeah, just prosecutor in a home state. Sticker and Sing Sing.
Well, that's it. Another Sunday. We'll see you next week. Don't expect God to cover for you. You have to step up. You were born an original. Don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties. Liberty over security. Truth over lies. And, hey, Merry Christmas.
We're not quite there yet. You've been listening to Sovereign Minds. This is KCNR, 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
I'd like to clear debris from the gutted building. As many as 100 people are thought to have been in the building for a party when the fire broke out. Firefighters in Cambridge, Massachusetts are hosing down hotspots and assessing the structural integrity of buildings after a huge fire swept through the Boston suburb yesterday. Officials say that the blaze destroyed or damaged 15 structures and displaced 60 to 80 people. Some first responders suffered minor injuries, but no deaths or serious injuries.